This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 4, and this is letter number 934. Baruch Hashem, this is dated the 29th day of Adar Rishon. Okay, so the 29th of Adar Rishon, Tashna Baruch Hashem, Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says like this: I found out that your daughter has already met her prospective shidduch. The boy already met him. And the Rebbe says, I want to bless you, a blessing of Mazel Tov, that this should be, the connection should be in a good and an auspicious time. I guess there was a shidduch already, but he says, I'm not sure exactly, but it seems like it was already a Mazel Tov there. It wasn't just, the Rebbe uses the Lashon over here, Yisraus, that they saw each other. It doesn't say that they actually decided to get married or anything, it just says that they met each other. So the Rebbe says, but you and your wife, may you live, should have from them and from your other children, you should kvel lots of nachas and delight. Yiddishe chasidishe nachas. But on the other hand, the Rebbe says, they told me that there is a suspicion that your daughter isn't sure about the decision to put on a wig. A peya nachris. Okay, I don't know.
A
shaitel. That's right. I'm not sure what influenced this type of doubt of her decision. But for sure, Rebbe says, you'll put in an effort in a fitting way, in a gentle way, to see that the promise should be fulfilled. I guess the Rebbe was involved in the shidduch. And one of the conditions was that she will wear a shaitel. That was one. And now that decision has sort of
make a break the way.
And okay, to see to it that in a gentle way that she will fulfill the promise about this. As I saw to you when you were here, it's not just a question of wearing a shaitel alone, that's not the question, but it's the whole life stand, how the lifestyle, what kind of a lifestyle you're going to live. I'm writing to her separately about this, the Rebbe says. So, although it's for sure extra, but I'm going to redouble again that through matters of bringing them close, speaking gently, you can accomplish tremendous amount. In other words, Rebbe is against confrontation, against yelling or screaming, but just gentleness, bringing them close. Also, your son told me that his daughter spoke to them about various details at the time of the chasana and how it should take place. I don't know how much you're strong in this matter, but generally, the Rebbe says, when you allow certain secondary matters that are not so important, when you give in, basically, and you allow for non-important parts, then you succeed in getting an allowance in more important matters. So in other words, the Rebbe says, if you're going to lay off on some other unimportant parts, you're not going to insist on them, you might get back in return better. Yeah. And the Rebbe says, I don't need to, somebody like you, to prolong this is extra. I'm just going to conclude from the daily matters. I've attached here a portion of the Fabringen of this Shabbos that passed, even though it's been written down in short. I bless you with proper health, and to your wife especially, and the blessing of Mazel Tov to you both.